it is one's hukou status, meaning if you have an urban or a rural hukou, which is the biggest difference, that really dictates what kind of services you have access to. And lots of people want an urban hukou because that's where the better schools, the better hospitals, the better public services are. And what migrant workers give up when they leave rural areas to go mostly to coastal cities to work is access to those benefits, because their rural hukous will not be given any standing in urban areas.
And it sounds like some migrant workers might want to be counted, but is there a reason for them to hide?
It's true that sometimes migrant workers will avoid forms of officialdom because technically they don't really have the right to be residing and working in cities. They're supposed to be in their places of birth. You know, in a perfect world, according to the Chinese government, you have to get permission to transfer your hukou from a rural area to an urban area before you move. But huge numbers of people now move anyway, in the hopes either that they can live without those services, or that they can find some way around it, or that they will be given an urban hukou by virtue of working in the cities.
The director of the National Bureau of Statistics has said that all the census information would be for research and destroyed after the population statistics are compiled and released. But even state media is saying that people are skeptical of this. One of the groups skeptical, it appears, is families who have violated the one-child policy. What are they worried about?
It's still the case, particularly in urban areas, that population control restrictions are still imposed, and that if you are found to have had more than one child, you can be fined. And so there is an incentive for some people to hide additional children they may have had, which is, you know, a tricky business. But there are also problems, I think, with respect to other aspects of people's privacy. We've seen government agencies reveal to employers or the press or the police certain kinds of information about people that should be kept private. And that includes information, for example, about someone's health status, whether they're HIV or hepatitis B positive. That leads to job discrimination. And even though there are laws and regulations on the books in China that should either prevent these things or provide redress for people who've had their right to privacy violated, they're very rarely acted upon as one might hope.
The government's reach into the lives of Chinese citizens is nothing new, but it seems like this awareness of one's right to privacy is something new. How has that evolved?
It's difficult to make any generalization about 1.3 billion people, but I think it's true that between now and when the last census was taken in 2000, people do have a somewhat greater awareness of their rights. And I think what may be new and interesting is not the frustration with the government or skepticism about this exercise, but actually articulating an objection to it.